Zainab Salbi grew up in Iraq, where her father worked as former dictator Saddam Hussein's private pilot. Even within this privileged circle, the young Salbi began learning the horrors of warfare in 1980, when Iraq launched what would be a bloody 8-year-long war with neighboring Iran. She left Iraq just before the country's invasion of Kuwait in 1990, because her mother had arranged her marriage, at the age of 21, to a man in the United States. Unfortunately, Salbi recalls, her husband turned out to be abusive.
I got into a marital relationship in America to a man that did everything my mother told me don't accept. He violated me in so many different ways, physically, emotionally, everything. So I left him after 3 months, and I got divorced.
Sensitized to the violence women can be subject to, she was appalled by what she saw happening during the Bosnian Civil War that began in 1992. Salbi says the horrors of concentration camps and the premeditated rape of women and girls by soldiers galvanized her resolve to help women victimized by war. With the help of the Unitarian Church and the money she'd saved for her honeymoon with her second husband, she flew to Croatia and launched Women for Women International.
I remember September 1993, I spent it in the bus distributing money to 33 women in refugee camps in Croatia. In September 2009, we have helped 243,000 women, distributed more than $80 million, and working with about 62,000 women on a monthly basis.
Salbi's campaign moved to war-ravaged Bosnia, then expanded to nearby Kosovo and to the strife-torn African nations of Rwanda, Nigeria, Congo, and Sudan. It now serves women in Afghanistan and Iraq as well. Women for Women International offers more than crisis counseling. Salbi says it has developed special programs to help women in crisis to regain their sense of self-worth by moving from poverty and despair to financial independence and personal pride.
We teach them skills such as bricks making in Congo or organic farming on a commercial level in Rwanda and in Sudan, or jewelry making in Afghanistan, or actually outsourcing with companies with women in Bosnia, where 400 women are employed by a high-end designer to produce mittens and gloves and all kinds of things.
These small but sustainable enterprises, Salbi says, are making a huge difference in women's lives in conflict zones around the globe.
In countries like Sudan, where their per capita income in southern Sudan is $80 a year, our women are earning $190 a year. In countries like Rwanda, where their per capita income is $450 a year, our women are earning up to $200 a month.
Salbi says that through basic education and health training, Women for Women International is also helping to empower previously marginalized women to take control and better care of their lives.
For example, 15% of the women that we have helped in Rwanda are running for local elections. 95% are having their babies in hospitals as opposed to in their own homes, and that's when increased maternal mortality.
Zainab Salbi has written 2 books about her life experiences, Escape from Tyranny, Growing Up in the Shadow of Saddam, and The Other Side of War, Women's Stories of Survival and Hope. The central theme in both books, Salbi says, is that you should regard your life as a mission, not just to believe in moral principles, but to act on them. What Salbi calls living your truth.
I just turned 40. And if I die today, I will die a content woman. Because I'm privileged to have been provided the opportunity to live my truth. It is time for each one of us to live our truth fully. And to do something about it. And not to die in our silence. And not to die miserable and regretting on our deathbed. Next life, I will do this.
Zainab Salbi sees Women for Women International as part of an emerging global women's movement, which she believes is helping to change social attitudes about women and offering them greater protection from violence in the home and elsewhere. She's hopeful the movement can achieve even broader goals, the full inclusion of women in political decision-making everywhere, and more equitable access to their country's social services and economic resources. She's convinced that to build democracies and economies that are more sustainable, peaceful, and just, the rights of women must be secured, a mission to which Zainab Salbi has dedicated her life. For Mohammed El-Shenawy, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.